Chapter 8, Focus, Follow One Course Until Successful. We have already discussed this a little in this book. Still, we need to give focus its own chapter because it is, by far, the most important factor for success. Without it, no matter how much dogged determination you have to succeed, without focus, it's unlikely you will. Determination and focus are like twins, yin and yang. They fit together so perfectly that they almost become one. Without both, achieving your goal is much harder. Because of this, I will follow this chapter with a chapter on the partner of focus. Determination. Focus is all about being more intentional and pushing toward the things that will get shit done for you or your company and not just focusing on what you have to do. The key to being successful with focus is not just being able to sit and do something for a long period of time. Even though that will help, the direction of your focus should be fundamentally designed to move things forward for you and your company. Let me give you an example. Manchester, UK, sometime just after 2010. As a locksmith, I had just figured out how to dominate my industry online. This domination strategy involved creating pages that covered every single area my business covered online and making them all almost SEO perfect so they would rank. I spent months creating new pages for my website, one after the other. Area 1, Area 2, Area 3, and so on until I had over 900 location pages on my first website. I then intended to start this for websites 2 and 3, which I did. This focus on building pages daily moved my business forward slowly and increased the customers that called me daily, increasing the amount of income one made and my company profits. This level of focus is essential for success in any industry, but this focus was, in my opinion, misdirected. If I instead focused on building a tool that could do the work that took me months to achieve, quickly, I could have grown my company so much faster and with a lot less effort, enabling me to focus my efforts in other areas. Eventually, I realized that what I was doing was giving me a job as a full-time administrator in my own company, so instead, I focused on building a tool that could do this for me. I created a plugin for websites, Magic Page Plugin, that grew my company from being a local locksmith company to covering the whole of the UK with over 200 subcontractors taking work from me daily. I then realized I could help other companies do this, so I turned the plugin into software that other companies could use to grow their businesses. I now have several thousand users, all paying me every single month just to use my software. If you're not entirely sure where to get started, just focus and get started. But always review what you are doing and consider, is there somewhere better that I could be focusing my efforts that will help me more long-term than the day-to-day slog of what I'm doing right now? Okay, back to talking about focus. I always wanted to be a writer, but I couldn't spell, never finished school and had zero qualifications that would help me achieve this. So how did I become a writer? Simple, I read everything I could find on becoming a writer, we will cover reading in later chapters, and I write every single day, if only for 30 minutes, that's it. If you want to do anything in this life, focusing on it and doing it every day, even for a short time, will help you achieve it. If I wanted to be a painter, but I couldn't paint, then I would read everything I could find on painting techniques and paint every day. If I wanted to be a singer, but I couldn't sing, then I would read everything I could on singing techniques and sing every day. Can you see the pattern? I can think of a number of singers who can't sing but have made millions singing because that is what they wanted to do, so they focused on it every single day. Rappers are an excellent example of singers who usually can't sing but make millions from their own version of singing. When a parent tells a child you can be anything you want to be when you grow up, what they should really say is you can be anything you want to be when you grow up if you learn everything you can about the subject and practice it every day. The idea that you can do something without working hard for it is ridiculous. You will likely hear negative people saying that successful people did it with daddy's money. Two great examples of people I hear this about often are Gary Vaynerchuk and Donald Trump, and my answer is always the same. Are you fucking stupid? I could give you any of their upbringings and you would have spent all that money within 18 months and be fucked just like the rest of society. Without question, they are successful because of their focus and determination. I would even go so far as to say both of them would have been successful if they had been born poor. It just so happens they were born rich, and people hold that against them. Donald Trump is so focused, driven, self-obsessed and self-focused that he couldn't have possibly not become successful. Gary Vaynerchuk, well, that guy works harder than fucking God himself and is more like a machine than a man. He literally could have made it in any field he wanted to, and I believe from anywhere on the planet, no matter where he had started out or how poor he was. Focus and determination can create success for anybody simply by turning what you want to focus on into a habit you do and work on every day. Let's look at the word focus as an acronym and see why it's so important. F. Follow. O. One. C. Course. U. Until. S. Successful. How fucking cool is that? Follow one course until successful, and it's so unbelievably true. I think the biggest reason for failure in entrepreneurism is shiny object syndrome. It's in an entrepreneur's DNA to be always looking for opportunities and new ways to make money or change the world. Where an entrepreneur runs into trouble is when they find a second opportunity whilst they are only halfway through completing the one they are currently working on. Suppose an entrepreneur hasn't yet built their strength of character so that they can walk away from opportunities and focus solely on a single direction. In that case, they are susceptible to being sold into new opportunities, and this causes them to make a complete 180 on what they are doing. If Jeff Bezos had created 5 or 6 companies, all doing different things instead of focusing on Amazon, where do you think he would be right now? Probably still building businesses and trying to make it big. If Steve Jobs had switched his focus once the first version of the Apple computer was created, do you think Apple would be the world-renowned brand it is right now? Very unlikely. In fact, it would have likely faded into obscurity like most of the other computer companies of the 1980s. If Bill Gates had sold his software rather than leasing it to companies, then moved on to another big idea, do you think he would be a household name now? Again, it's very unlikely. Even though Bill has been one of the richest men on the planet for the last 20 years, can you think of anything he has created on a similar scale to Microsoft? The reason for this is that no matter what you're creating, it won't be successful without 100% pure focus from the entrepreneur, you, who is going to drive it forward and make it a success. So, you must learn to focus your efforts on the one thing you want to achieve, then push forward doing something on that one thing every single day until you have achieved, and then exceeded, what you ever thought possible for your dream. If you are an entrepreneur, you likely have several things you are working on right now and you likely split your time between them, all whilst also keeping your eyes open for the next great opportunity. I want you to try something for me, and I believe you will have greater success than you have before from just making this one change in your life. I want you to look at everything you're doing right now, all the different projects you're focused on, and I want you to choose the one that gets you the most excited. I want you to switch off to all other opportunities for the next 12 months and focus only on that one thing. Work on that one thing every single day. Wake up trying to figure out new ways to make that one thing a success and read books that will help you become more educated about pushing forward with that one thing. After 12 months, I believe you will be much further forward with that one thing than you ever thought possible, and I believe you will have achieved more success than you ever have before. If you fail to focus your efforts and do something 100%, you will continue going in multiple directions and this swapping and changing will stop you from finding a single path of focus and it will keep you from success. I'm not telling you to stop looking for opportunities. That's what keeps your mind alive and the thing that enables you to stay current. What is important is not changing direction when you find a great opportunity. Instead, learn to either use that new opportunity to better your current focus or walk away and learn from it. Can the new opportunity help you with what you are focused on achieving right now? Can the new opportunity be integrated into what you are currently doing to become a success? Do you even have the time to integrate the new opportunity into what you are currently doing, or will it just slow you down? Is it worth the time and effort to implement the new opportunity into your daily focus on the task you have set yourself? Is it better to just walk away from the new opportunity for now and instead continue to focus 100% of your efforts on the one thing that you have decided is what's going to make you a successful entrepreneur? There are other things to consider when pushing forward as an entrepreneur because it's very easy to become excited about something that, even if you do it and push at it hard for the next 20 years, it's very unlikely you will become ultra successful from it. This is something I refer to as a top-level opportunity. You might get excited about something, but it might not have a future or a good enough future that you can make a full-time living from it. Ask yourself, is what I am doing a good enough opportunity that I can become very rich from it? Is what I am doing so tightly connected with another company that its failure would also mean my own? If another company changes direction, could it cause me or my company to fail? Am I reliant on others to do what I believe they will do for me to become successful? If you have a top-level opportunity but you are reliant on third parties or other companies for your success, you need not walk away, but you should find a way you can be successful with what you are doing without being tied to anyone else. This is important because if that person dies or the company you are reliant on goes out of business or changes how they do business, your whole project could be crushed and there may be nothing you can do about it. It is important that an entrepreneur and their creations can stand on their own 2 feet and push forward, no matter what the outside world is doing. When I say don't be reliant on third parties, I'm not talking about huge things like the internet still existing or anything like that. We must assume the internet will still be here in 20 years. However, for example, if you're creating something for Facebook ads that needs to integrate with Facebook and relies on their current advertising policies to exist, then also make it work with Google, Bing, and various other ad platforms so you are not completely 100% reliant on Facebook and them doing business the way they are now, in the future, because they can, and very likely will, change what they do and how they do it as new opportunities present themselves for Facebook. Many companies have been crushed because they relied solely on a giant for their success and did not diversify enough to ensure their survival, should outside forces change how they do business. You must diversify, whilst also remaining solely focused on pushing the one thing it is you are trying to achieve, forward. I would recommend: read everything you can find that enhances your knowledge on the one thing you are moving forward with. Work hard every single day to push the one thing you are trying to achieve forward. Make sure you are in a top-level opportunity that is not solely reliant on any third parties doing what they do right now and the way they do it. If you can look at what you are going to do solely for the next 12 months and you're not reliant solely on third parties for your success, you feel like your current opportunity has enough in it to take you where you want to go, and you are willing to work on this one thing every day for the next 20 years if necessary, you're now pointed in the right direction and ready to pull the trigger. So you are now focused on what you want to do, but are you determined enough to get there? Let's find out in the next chapter.